at this point, you know, we're about 13 days away from the trading deadline. Do you think you need to make a move for this team to do anything this year?
We have to assess everything. And, you know, in that regard, it's no different from any trade deadline. You always talk to teams. That's what our job is. But this year, it is a little different, for sure. We don't have the momentum that we'd like to have. We are underperforming. You know, there are financial concerns. So there's, you know, there's issues to talk about and to deal with, and we've got to do whatever is best for our team going forward, and that could mean doing something or it could mean doing nothing. We'll see.
Do you have too many scorers on this team and not enough role players?
No, I don't think so. No, we've, you know, we've had lots of scorers in the past, you know, and we need to play better together, for sure. You know, that's a work in progress, but I don't think we have too many scorers.
The issue more of those guys embracing different roles than what they've been accustomed to in their careers?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, every team, every season finds a different identity. And you kind of have to forge roles, and you have to figure it out and make it all click. And it looked like we were really finding it there a few weeks ago. And then, you know, we've gone into this rut. So we've got to battle out and, you know, dig our way out of that hole and try to find that groove again. Because there's no question we had a pretty good groove there for about 15 games. We were scoring 110 points a game. And I think we won, you know, 11 out of 15. We lost a couple buzzer beaters. I mean, we were right there to the point where, you know, we were close to getting over the hump. And obviously we've taken a step back, so we've got to address that.
Put aside trade time. Do you think, as constituted, this team could make a deep run in the playoffs if it gets to the playoffs?
Well, if we play the way we're capable of, yeah. You know, we've shown that at times this year, but we haven't been consistent, and that's the key. We've got to develop that consistency, and right now we're not showing any signs of doing that. I thought we were close a month ago, and we've just had a bad few weeks, and we've got to see if we can dig our way out of it.
Do you know in your mind, though, at some point before February 19th, you have to decide one way or the other, we think this team can do something or not. Have you made that decision yet in your own mind?
It's not quite that simple, because you have to assess what's out there. I mean, if there's a deal that makes sense, then you have to make that decision. If there's no deal that makes any sense, then you don't make a deal just for the sake of it.
The talent is here. I don't know if you dispute that, but what having, I mean, why isn't gelling like you would thought it would when you put it together after all the...
Well, it's a good question. You know, and frankly, I'm not going to go into detail right now about, you know, what's gone wrong or what's happening. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. Obviously, you know, incorporating Shaq into the offense, you know, and trying to make everything fit and continue to run and changing coaching staff. I mean, there's a lot of change and a lot of things that have happened, and it's not always easy. This is a fragile business, the NBA. Teams are all talented and they're all really good. So it's a matter of putting it together. And, you know, as I said, without going into too much detail, we have not clicked yet, and we're still searching for that.
There's been a lot of talk about Amari the last 24, 48 hours. Have you sat down and talked with him and just kind of, or has he asked you what's the situation?
I sat down with Amari. And,
this morning?
And, you know, I told him that, you know, I never liked it as a player when my name was mentioned, and it's no fun. But we had a good conversation, and he understands that it's the nature of this business, that there's always going to be talk, and right now there's just more talk than before. And, you know, this is the way it is in the NBA. I'm not going to make anybody any promises that they're staying or going. It's just, you know, you have to understand that as a player, that there's always the possibility that you may get moved, and Amari understands that. All our guys understand that. That's part of the business. It's part of the reason these guys get paid the incredible salaries that they do. It's, you know, there is a price that comes with that.
You disappointed Amari hasn't really grown into the kind of defender and rebounder you guys thought he could.
Well, we've really worked at it this year. You know, and I know in the past, you know, Mark Iveroni and Alvin Gentry and, you know, different coaches have really, you know, tutored Amari, it's disappointing really as a team that we have not made improvement, and everybody's a part of that. But I think that's that's probably the biggest disappointment for me with this team this year. I thought we had the opportunity to get better defensively, and we've not made enough improvement there.
Is that because the players aren't listening, or they're not willing to put in the work, or they're not able to get better defensively? Which one of those three?
Next question. Anybody else? I didn't know this was a one-on-one. We got all these people.
Jump in. Go ahead.
How was all this ramped up people's inquiring about Amari?
Well,
did they smell blood?
This is standard business in the NBA. I mean, if you see a team that has a lot of talent and they're struggling and it's the trade deadline, you're going to call them. So, yeah, I've gotten a lot of calls. And as I said, it's our job upstairs to listen and to assess.
Of all 12 guys on the roster, as far as being evaluated in a fair game, I mean, the untouchable keeps coming up sometimes. But, I mean, when you assess, everyone equal?
I've said it a few times. I've used the line that, if Kareem could get traded, if Wilt can get traded, anybody can get traded. That doesn't mean that everyone is accessible on our roster, but I'm not going to say anything about that because you never know what's going to come up. I mean, it's just the way it goes in this business, and I think our guys understand we're underperforming, we're not playing to our capabilities, so that's the way it goes when that happens.
Steve, as you're looking at the trade, how important is it to make the team better for this year or looking beyond this year? I mean, what's kind of a...
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we have to assess that. I think we can still be good this year, but we also have to make sure we can sustain our success going forward. In the last 5 years, we've made a concerted effort to keep our talent around. We've built up a really big payroll. We've traded some first-round picks, some young assets. So we've got to keep that in mind, too. You throw all that into the hopper, and you see what's out there, and then you make the assessment from there.
You talk about financial issues at starter. Does that limit maybe what you can do before February 19th? Because I assume you don't want to take on salary long-term if you did make the trade.
It's a consideration. Yeah. Whatever, any trade these days for every team, given the state of the economy in the world, any trade that every team makes or thinks about has to take the economy into consideration. All right, guys.
Thanks.